A library of records, Violet said.
A library of records is a place where official information is stored, the bearded man said. In a library of records, you could find a list of every single volunteer organization in the world. Or you could look up this person and see if there's a file on him. Perhaps that would tell you where he worked.
Or how he knew our parents, Klaus said, speaking out loud without thinking.
Your parents? The bearded man said, looking around the van. Are they here too?
The Baudelaires looked at one another, wishing that their parents were there on the van, even though it would be awkward to call their father brother and their mother sister. Sometimes it seemed to the children that it had been hundreds and hundreds of years since that terrible day at the beach when Mr. Poe brought them the dreadful news, but just as often it seemed as if it had been only minutes. Violet could picture her father sitting next to her, perhaps pointing out something interesting he had seen through the window. Klaus could picture his mother, smiling and shaking her head in amusement at the ridiculous lyrics of the VFD song. And Sunny could picture all five Baudelaires together again, with nobody fleeing from the police or accused of murder or trying desperately to solve mysteries, or worst of all, gone forever in a terrible fire. But just because you can picture something does not make it so. The Baudelaire parents were not in the van, and the children looked at the bearded man and shook their heads sadly.
"My, you look glum," the bearded man said. "Well, don't worry. I'm sure wherever your parents are, they're having a good time. So let's not see any frowny faces. Being cheerful is the whole point of volunteers fighting disease."
"What exactly will we be doing at the hospital?" Violet asked, eager to change the subject.
"Just what VFD says," the bearded man replied. "We're volunteers, and we'll be fighting diseases."
"I hope we won't be giving shots," Klaus said. "Needles make me a bit nervous."
"Of course we won't be giving shots," the bearded man said. "We only do cheerful things. Mostly we wander the halls, singing to sick people and giving them heart-shaped balloons, like the song says."
"But how does that fight disease?" Violet said.
"Because getting a cheerful balloon helps people picture getting better. And if you picture something, it makes it so," the bearded man explained. "After all, a cheerful attitude is the most effective tool against sickness."
"I thought antibiotics were," Klaus said.
"Echinacea," Sunny said.
She meant all well-tested herbal remedies, but the bearded man had stopped paying attention to the children and was looking out the window.
"We've arrived, volunteers," he called out. "We're at Heimlich Hospital."
He turned to the Baudelaires and pointed out at the horizon.
"Isn't it a beautiful building?"